Is this secondary where it needs to be?
We still got some things to work on. We got to clean up the little things and try to eliminate big plays like we did last week and just try to keep this going. I feel like we had a great game plan in against Detroit. Now it's time to move on to San Diego and, you know, try to slow their passing attack down.
Look at what you had to do last week. It was all passing. You made them one-dimensional. But still, it was a lot of work for you guys on the back end.
Oh, yeah, definitely a lot of work. When those guys up front, they do their job. It's kind of tough on the back end because now it's time for us to cover. You put the teams in pass situations, and you know you got to cover. And I think Matthew Stafford last week threw the ball 53 times. And like I said, you know, as a defensive back, I love it. I love that. So just to go out there, compete, and get my hands on some passes.
Did you love really the yapping with Golden Tate? Did you love the yapping with Golden Tate?
Yeah, you know, I'm a competitor, man. And Thomas going out there just trying to go out there and compete, and that's what I did, so.
Normally you'd elaborate. Nothing more on the back and forth with Golden?
Nah, it wasn't really no back and forth. He let me know when I played good defense and this and that. And we just went out there and compete against each other, try to stay within the rules and make plays.
He says you guys bended the rules. He was saying there were some cheap shots.
I didn't see it. You know, I didn't see the cheap shots. You know, we'd have moved on from that. So it's time for San Diego.
Look at how this defense rebounded. How did it happen? I mean, you go from getting gashed by San Francisco, then all of a sudden Detroit can't move 5 feet on the ground. What was the difference? Was it a mindset?
I think it was a mindset. And the guys up front, they said enough is enough. You know, we went out there against the 49ers and stunk it up front, and those guys said, it's not happening this week. And those guys, they did their thing, man. They went out there, they competed, and they forced Detroit to be one-dimensional, and that's the pass the ball.
And lastly, just about San Diego, Coach Zimmer said you guys played with a chip on your shoulder against Detroit. How do you keep that chip up there?
Well, the chip always on my shoulder, man. You just got to go out there and compete. It was just one game. It was only one game. Now you got to move on. At the same time, we know we're not where we want to be, but we're making strides to get there. So we just got to keep competing and keep going out there and listen to our coaches and go out here and get some wins.
Coach says it's a good week to be demanding. That's what he said Monday. Is that making sure you guys don't rest on your laurels, or you think he's going to be reminding you of that the whole week?
Oh, yeah, he's definitely going to remind us of that because, you know, now people say, oh, man, Minnesota looked so good against Detroit. So now it's time to just, you know, let that go and move on to San Diego. That's the next team in line, and in order to get to our goal, we got to win this game.
You ever see Rivers when you're with the Panthers? You see Philip Rivers when you're
in Carolina? I played against him. We put it on him out there in San Diego. I think it was North last year.
Do you think some of the frustrations from San Francisco were because you know how great this defense can be?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And we know up front those guys can, you know, compete and stop the run. So it was just a lot of frustration. And so we were just eager to get back on the field. So now this week, we're still eager to get back on the field and go out there and make plays.